Shalom aleichem. De Hoogasje Ve'olam. De Erev Purim, Erev Parshas Zachar. The Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Magdim Shekleim L'Shkolov. Higdim Shekleim L'Shkolov. Because Haman HaRasha paid money for Klal Yisrael to Achashverosh. She wanted to pay money to Achashverosh for Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Magdim Parshas Shkolim before Purim that our Shkolim should be connected to the Shkolim of Haman. And the question arises that the money that Haman paid, B'chayre, is a very, very trivial event. It's a minor part of the story. He wanted to pay money to convince Achashverosh, and Achashverosh didn't want to take the money. What is so significant about the paying of the money that requires Klal Yisrael to be Magdim the Machzis HaShekel before the Shkolem of Haman? In addition, perhaps it's even more shver, the Pasuk in the Megillah says that Mordechai sent a message with Hasoch back to Esther. As Kolashe Karo, he told him everything that happened. Ve'es Parashas HaKesef, and the parasha of the Kesef. It's a Mori deGazach. Kolashe Karo, everything that happened includes the whole story. LaHashmid, that includes everything. And the Parashas HaKesef is a separate entity. It's not even part of the story. And not only that, the Kesef became a whole parasha. It's a parasha. But the Emir Darsheni, Bichlal, he didn't even pay the money in the end. He wanted to pay the money to convince Achashverosh to sign on the Gezerah. So why is it a parsha of Kesef? It's a whole parsha. It's a whole separate thing. It's money that he didn't even pay in the end. So what was so noteworthy to go notify Esther about the parsha of Kesef? Atke dekach, it's so chashuv that it's not even included in the Kol HaShekaroh. Zachzapella. What was very interesting is the Tosafos says in Megillah Daf Tzayin Amud Aleph that the Aseres Alofim Kikar Kesef that Haman paid is exactly the amount of a Machzis HaShekel that was paid for every Yid. He says if you multiply a Machzis HaShekel times Shishim Riboy, 600,000, it comes out to exactly Aseres Alofim. That's what Tosafos says in Megillah Daf Tzayin. So there are two chidushim in this Tosafos. First of all, state that the money that Achashverosh was paying, first of all, it says he paid a Machzis HaShekel, which is fascinating. That means the money that he wanted to give to Achashverosh was a Machzis HaShekel for every Yid. And the Higdim Shkolim that the Gemara says in Daf Yud Gimel is the Machzis HaShekel connected Machzis HaShekel. It's not just that we give a Machzis HaShekel connected the money of Haman. But like Tosafos says in Daf Tzayin Megillah, he wanted to pay a Machzis HaShekel for every Yid. And we pay a Machzis HaShekel back for it. And that's fascinating. So what was his Machzis HaShekel? Why did he want to pay Dafka Machzis HaShekel? Why do we pay a Machzis HaShekel? Why did he want to pay a Machzis HaShekel? But even more so, what's even more chiddush is that according to the Tosfos, the money that Haman wanted to pay to Achashverosh was not in order to get Achashverosh to agree. Rather, he was paying Achashverosh for the Yidden. That's the lashon of Tosfos over there. He was poida. He wanted to go be poida the Yidden from Achashverosh. So the money that he was paying wasn't in order to bribe Achashverosh or convince him to sign or on the to participate in the Gezerah. Rather, it was paying for every Yid per head. And that's fascinating. What was the inyan of buying the Eden from Achashverosh? And he gave exactly a Machzis HaShekel, and we give a Machzis HaShekel connected. Stated that the business of the money was a big thing. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Lahagid Gedulasa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah says if we want to describe the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'odom Teveya, Matbeas Harbe, a person makes coins. The word Matbea comes from the word to stamp. A person stamps many coins. All the coins are the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stamps Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also creates coins called human beings. They're all not similar, they're all unique. If a person is chayav to say that the whole world was created for me, because I am a unique event that never happened, never will happen again. Stay in this Mishnah two things. One is a human being is compared to a coin. And the Mishnah compares and says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates coins, he mints coins, And they're all the same, they're all similar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu mints human beings, which are coins, and they're not similar. They're all one-time additions. They're all mint additions. So one thing the Mishnah is comparing a human being to a coin. And the second thing is the Mishnah is expressing that the uniqueness of a person, the one-timeness of a person, that uniqueness is expressed in the form of a coin. There are two things. One is a human being is called a coin, and second of all, the uniqueness of a human being is expressed as a coin. The pshat is that a coin, the Gemara says in Perek HaZov and Bamitzi, has two parts to it. It has the chaimer, it has the material, it has the tzura, the stamp on it. Matbea comes from the lashon of stamp. What's called the spiritual value of the coin. That means the Gemara even has a suffix over there in Bamitzi. What's your das? Is your das on the tzura of the coin? The chaimer and the material of the coin and the stamp on the coin are one unit, they're united. So a human being is called a matveya because a human being is a combination of chaimer, which is the material, and tzura, which is the neshama stamped on the chaimer. They're one unit. Chana said in the tefillah, and the tefillah is Chana, ain't tzur kel elokeinu. The Gemara darshan's ain't tzayur kel elokeinu. There's nobody who's a tzayur, who's an artist, who gives a tzura. The Eibush that gives a tzura to the offer. Adam yisoid may offer, and the tzura is the neshama which gives a tachlis and a tzura to the neshama, the same way the picture of George Washington gives a tzura to the quarter, the piece of metal, and when it gets stamped, it has a tzura. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has a mint, and he mints coins. The coins is a combination of chomer, which is the material, the raw material, the offer, and the tzura, which is the neshama. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a conveyor belt where the earth passes by, the Adam with the offer, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu stamps it, says the Mishnah over there in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, B'choisamoy shel Adam HaRishon, with the stamp of Adam HaRishon, with the spark of the neshama of Adam HaRishon. And they're all not doimed to each other, they're all unique. Rashi over there says that the nafkamina of a person knowing that one is unique, the nafkamina is that I'm never going to do a chet, because if a person is unique, that gives incredible, unique weight to our actions, to our maisim, to our mitzvahs, to our dibur, to our machshava, and of course to our averus. So a human being is doimed to a coin, and the uniqueness of a human being is doimed to a coin, because the uniqueness of every person is the specific, unique tzirof and combination of guf and neshama, which is what a matbeah is. So a human being is a matbeah as a coin. The Maral in Gur Ari and Parshas Truma says that the shekel was esrim gera, was 20. Here that is, machzor shekel is asor, is 10. Explains the Maral, what's the significance of 10? Explains the Maral that the Gemara says in Nida, explains the Maral in Gur Ari and Parshas Truma. The Gemara says in Nida, there are three shots from Adam, shots from Adam. Of Imoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The father and the mother give 10 physical parts. The father gives 5 of the physicality of the guf. The mother contributes 5 of the physicality of the guf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives 10. The neshama, the ruach, the ri'iyah, the shmiyah, the Maral calls the 10 things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. They're all nafshiyim kedoshim. So the machzitz ha-shekel, the shekel is 20, which is the totality of the person. We now know from this Mishnah in Sanhedrin that a human being is called a matbeah. The totality of the person is esrim, 10 from the parents and 10 from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The machzitz ha-shekel articulates the chelik of the neshama, the 10 that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, the 10. And that's why the Maral says over there in Gur Aryeh in Truma that the machzitz ha-shekel was given for the korban tzibur, which is l'chaper al nafshei sechem. Korban comes from l'chaper on the neshama. And a person gives the machzitz ha-shekel, which is the fund for the korban tzibur, for the Talmid, the Musaf, because it's mechaper on the neshama, and those are the 10 features of the neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu injects into a person. Rashi actually says in Parshas Kisisa that the machzitz ha-shekel is a matbeah shel esh, which comes mitachas kisi ha-kovod, Chazal say. That's the neshama of a yid. Zei yidnu shez Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu herald a matbeah shel esh, Chazal later on, that it's a matbeah shel esh from the tachas kisi ha-kovod. So the total shekel, the total matbea, is 20, which is half the physical, half the ruchnius. The machzis shekel that we give articulates the half. So now we can understand the two machzis shekel. The Shem Yishmol says an incredible thing. The Shem Yishmol says that since it's mevorah in Tosfos that the money that Haman gave was not money to convince Achashverosh, but it was money that he was buying the Eden, he was paying for the Eden, and a machzis shekel per head from Achashverosh, says the Shem Yishmol, That means that Achashverosh was selling Klal Yisrael. How can you sell Klal Yisrael? You have control over Klal Yisrael. You can only sell the guf. You can't sell the neshama. You're not a bialim over anybody's neshama. You're not a bialim over the spirit. You're not a bialim over the ruach. So if Haman was buying Yidden from Klal Yisrael, it means that he was selling their bodies. He was selling their guf. He was selling their chitzenius. Explains the Shem Yishmuel why. Because since the Gemara says that the chet which caused the gezer was nenu misudas achashverosh, they were nenu from misudas achashverosh, they got sunk in gashmius, they got sunk into hedonism, they got sunk into the guf, so they became a gushim. And because they were nenu misudas achashverosh, their guf became dominant. And once their guf became dominant, they were for sale. Because the guf you can control, the guf you can sell, the neshama you can't sell. Can't make a chalais mechira on the guf because nobody has control over the neshama. So Mela, since they were nanu Misudas Achashverosh, so they became very fagashmit, so they were able to be sold. So Haman, Lefizer, we can say, gave the machas a shekel of the guf. Haman gave the machas a shekel of the guf. He gave that other 10 because he wanted to buy out Klal Yisrael. And the ability to buy out Klal Yisrael is because we become megushim. We become sunk into the guf. Nanu Misudas Achashverosh. Then we're for sale. Then Haman has shlita over us. Zok Chazal and David Gimel, Higdimu Shiklei No, we give the Shkolim, we give the Chabar Nafshe Seichem, we articulate the Matbea Shalesh. We articulate the Machzis HaShekel, which is part and parcel of, we articulate the Machzis HaShekel, which is part and parcel of the Neshama, which articulates the Neshama, which articulates the Ruchnius of a person, which articulates the Pnimius of a person. The Matbea Shalesh, the 10 that the Eberle gives. And that not only was Misakin Keneged, the Machzor Shekel that he gave, but it was Misakin the whole concept that Klal Yisrael could be sold. Klal Yisrael can't be sold. Can't be sold for money. And that's what Mordechai sent a message to Esther, that besides Kol HaShekaro, besides Kol HaShekaro, but there's another degradation of Klal Yisrael, Parashas HaKesef, that he wanted to pay Kesef. Klal Yisrael was for sale. Klal Yisrael sold, was being sold by the pound, by the head. See, that was a description to Esther of the severity of the Gzeira, not just the Kol HaShekaro, but Klal Yisrael's for sale. Klal Yisrael has sunk to such a place that it could be chalim them a sale for the Machzor Shekel, the Machzor Shekel of the Guf. And that's what Higdimu Shiklei. The tikkun was that we find in ourselves the chelak haruchni, we find in ourselves the pnimius, we find in ourselves the matbea shalesh, we find in ourselves the chelak elokai mal, and that was the beginning of the tikkun for the nenu misudas achashverosh. The Klal Yisrael is kodesh, Klal Yisrael is ruchnius, Klal Yisrael is davik and deivish. A guten Shabbos and a frohlichen Purim to everybody. Golf.